cladding insurance crisis is already hitting the construction industry, but it's becoming a pressing issue for apartment owners. Lawyers and building professionals say owner bodies are facing difficulties in renewing insurance coverage for their residential buildings. Insurance crisis is at the top of the agenda when the nation's building ministers meet tomorrow. Connie Agius filed this report.
Homeowners who have their apartment buildings decked in highly flammable cladding are facing an insurance crisis. It's not only higher premiums, but there's also the prospect of not having their insurance policies renewed. David Kerwin, who's the principal at Barry Nelson Lawyers in Queensland, explains why.
The difficulty that the law has faced in these circumstances is that the traditional remedies and insurance products don't respond to the particular circumstances created by cladding. We have here a situation where a non-compliant product is being affixed to buildings, which is undamaged, and so therefore property insurance policies will not respond in the ordinary course to rectification costs of the building of removing the cladding. And we have an additional problem in that PI insurance policies won't necessarily respond to these particular risks.
The Victorian government yesterday announced it would put $600 million toward cladding rectification. David Kerwin says it could be something other states and territories consider.
The Victorian government have yesterday announced that they are enacting a scheme whereby they will indemnify or at least pay for the rectification cost for non-compliant cladding on some of the buildings and then subsequently seek recovery from the responsible parties afterwards. I think that's a positive development and I'd be surprised if other states don't follow suit.
But the challenge isn't just about who covers the cost of cladding rectification. Chris Duggan is the president of Strata Community Association in New South Wales. He says while the focus has been on increased premiums for building professionals, homeowners are taking the hit too.
And we're in a heightened disclosure environment where buildings are being made to disclose far more of the risks that they previously may not have had an understanding of. And the underwriting sector, which is the insurance industry, now clearly has only a limited appetite for how much risk they want to take on around issues such as cladding and defects.
So what does that mean for the homeowner?
It means that their access to the available insurers is more limited. Because there is a limited capacity in the marketplace, it means that they may not get the best pricing. So in real cost, it means that buildings are likely to have to pay more unless they can prove to the insurer what measures they're putting in place to reduce the risk around defects and cladding. And if they can't do that, they're likely to be penalised by a higher premium or worse, they're probably not going to have insurance terms offered for renewal.
The Chief Executive of the Property Council of Australia, Ken Morrison, wants to see action on the issue at the Building Ministers Forum tomorrow.
We are seeing the insurance sector not just withdraw from professional indemnity insurance for building certifiers who are key people that are needed to keep construction going, but they're also increasing premiums and starting to question insurance for buildings. So this is a growing crisis. So on Thursday, building ministers from around the country meet and they've got the opportunity to address these issues, to finally resolve these issues, but only if they agree on a harmonised collective response.
A spokesperson for the New South Wales government said in a statement they'll wait for the Building Ministers Forum to have a better understanding of the Victorian government's plan on cladding. Queensland's Minister for Housing and Public Works, Mick Debrenny, says cladding rectification is the building owner's responsibility. He says companies who built these buildings and their insurers should pay to fix their own mistakes, not the taxpayer.
Connie Agius reporting there.